Excerpts from a special consumer message to Congress, read by the President to newsmen in the Fish Room of the White House, March 15, 1962.
I've sent to the Congress today a special message on protecting the consumer interests. All of us are consumers. All of us deserve the right to be protected against fraudulent or misleading advertisements and labels, the right to be protected against unsafe or worthless drugs and other products, the right to choose from a variety of products at competitive prices. But modern living is so complex that the present laws on the statute books are inadequate to secure these rights. Thousands of common household items contain potentially harmful substances. Every year, new chemicals are being added to our food or sprayed on crops. 90% of the prescriptions written today are for drugs which were unknown 20 years ago. Unless the housewife is an expert dietitian, mathematician, chemist, and mechanic, she cannot properly and economically run her house and shop for her family. This administration has already taken steps to increase federal inspection of food, drugs, meat, and poultry, to increase safety on the highway and in the airways, to cut back deceptive trade practices, false advertising, monopolies, and high utility bills, to improve the consumer's opportunity to purchase a less expensive home and enjoy greater recreation opportunities. But much more needs to be done. And I have asked the Congress, first of all, for strengthened regulatory authority over foods, drugs, and cosmetics. Since 1913, an act of the Congress has protected hogs, sheep, and cattle against the marketing of worthless drugs. It is time that we gave men, women, and children the same protection. New drugs are being placed on the market every day without any requirement of advance proof that they will be effective in treating the conditions for which they are recommended. Over 20% of the new drugs available since 1956 were found to be incapable of bearing out one or more of their sponsors' claims on what their effect would be. This means that people are not only wasting their money, but are also suffering needlessly. Similarly, $2 billion worth of cosmetics are sold every year without any requirement that they be tested for safety. And as a result, thousands of women have suffered burns and other injuries to the eyes, skin, and hair. A fifth of all the meat we now eat is not inspected by the Department of Agriculture. An extensive underground traffic exists in habit-forming barbiturates and stimulants. Drugs which could often be sold by a simple common name are too often sold by complex scientific names which confuse the purchaser and raise the price. All of these problems are covered by my recommendations to the Congress today. Other recommendations call for a law to require consumers to know how much they're being charged in interest and at what rate when they purchase goods on credit or on the installment plan. A law to require new television sets to be capable of receiving 70 ultra-high frequency channels as well as the 12 VHF channels. And laws to tighten up our safeguards against monopolies and mergers which injure the consumer's interests. None of these recommendations are very costly, but I believe that they can be immensely important to the well-being of every American family.